In the complex tapestry of human existence, I find myself grappling with the perplexities that arise when observing the interactions among people. The bewildering question of why individuals can be so cruel to one another remains a constant enigma. As I gaze upon the world, it becomes increasingly challenging to comprehend why humanity cannot unite to overcome adversities and collectively strive to make our shared home a better place. The pervasive theme of conflict perplexes me deeply. Why must there be reasons to engage in strife when an inevitable future, the prophesied rapture, is believed by some to be on the horizon? The conviction that a benevolent force will usher us into a new era, while leaving others to face tribulation, is rooted in ancient scriptures, particularly the Bible. Despite its millennia-old existence, there are those who dismiss its teachings, scoffing at the notion that its prophecies could ever come to fruition. From my vantage point, I witness unsettling events unfolding around me, contributing to an atmosphere of fear and uncertainty. It is unfathomable to me how some can deny the existence and guidance offered by a higher power, as the words of the divine are laid out plainly in the pages of the Bible. The Lord, in these scriptures, implores humanity to adhere to a set of rules that transcend mere religiosity. They advocate for leading a wholesome life, refraining from harm, deceit, and selfishness, and embodying virtues such as compassion and altruism. The disconnect between the teachings of the Bible and the state of the world perplexes me further. We were bestowed with a magnificent world, a gift from the divine, yet each passing day witnesses its degradation. The dichotomy between the potential for sustainable living and the destructive path we tread is stark. Despite possessing the means to preserve our world, we remain obstinate, refusing to collaborate in finding solutions to coexist harmoniously. Instead, we squabble for power, oblivious to the warnings in the scriptures that foretell the consequences of such unchecked malevolence. Amidst this chaos, there emerges a disconcerting reality: the construction of bunkers and fortifications by those in power. They believe these structures will shield them from impending doom, but the scriptures predict a different fate. The divine, depicted as descending from the clouds, is expected to obliterate these false havens, leaving the proponents of evil to perish in their misguided attempts at self-preservation. The imagery painted by these prophecies prompts contemplation on the nature of the impending new world. Can one fathom a reality devoid of sin, evil, and suffering? The prospect of individuals working together harmoniously, akin to the idyllic vision of the Earth's inception, is both captivating and elusive. The concept of a heavenly existence, free from the burdens of our earthly struggles, captivates the imagination, a place where virtue reigns supreme. Yet, despite the clarity of the scriptures, a pervasive disbelief in the impending end persists. The remedy, according to the teachings, is simple: repentance, acceptance of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and unwavering faith. These actions, it is asserted, open the gateway to a better place, whether through the awaited rapture or upon individual passing. The choice seems clear, yet skepticism and denial persist. For me, the choice is evident: to align with the divine and embrace the promise of a new world. The prospect of eternity in blissful existence is preferable to the alternative of eternal darkness. However, there are those who reject this path, opting for a future mired in obscurity and suffering. The dichotomy of these choices underscores the profound impact of belief systems on the human psyche and the divergent paths individuals are willing to traverse. As I envision the utopian realm described in the scriptures, a place adorned with waterfalls, the presence of cherished animals, and the reunion with loved ones, the stark contrast with our current reality becomes painfully apparent. In our present world, all that meets the eye is hatred, anger, and the poisoning of our sustenance. The deterioration is not a fleeting phase; instead, it portends a trajectory toward further degradation. The inevitability of worsening conditions begs the question: how far are we willing to allow this descent? The erosion of societal values, the corruption of our children's innocence, and the potential infiltration of cherished institutions, such as churches, loom ominously. A future where access to the gospel is confined to the solace of individual homes becomes a plausible reality. In the face of such impending challenges, individuals are compelled to reflect on their allegiances and consider the lengths they are willing to go for their beliefs. The resounding answer for some, myself included, is a steadfast commitment to the divine. The allure of a new world and heavenly existence eclipses any temptation to succumb to the darkness that threatens to envelop our world. Ultimately, the choice between light and darkness remains a deeply personal one. As I choose the path illuminated by faith, I extend understanding to those who opt for a different journey. In a world rife with complexities, the search for meaning and purpose often takes divergent routes, and the spectrum of beliefs adds nuance to the human experience. Yet, the urgency of the impending end underscores the importance of contemplation, introspection, and, ultimately, a conscious decision regarding the future we envision for ourselves and the world we inhabit.